Welcome to Sacred Success, the alchemy of spiritual business, where Michelle Barr talks to conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual seekers about creating a better life and a better business now. Building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. And that's why Michelle does the work she does for you. We're glad you're here with Michelle Barr on the Om Times Radio Network.
Welcome to Sacred Business Success. I am your Sacred Business Success Coach. I'm an intuitive strategist and a mindset mentor. I have created Spiritual Business School and Unlimited Profits for Intuitive Women and private coaching and group coaching programs and products for you. So we're in the middle of a couple of weeks series right now where we really are digging into the nuts and bolts. And so last week on the show, we talked about the first 90 days, building your spirit-led business. And we're still talking about those things. Now we're moving today into cash and contribution. And next week, we'll be talking more about monetizing your magic and really breaking down what it takes to build and grow your spirit-led business. The things I teach work for you, whether you're new coming in, or whether you tried this and stopped doing it, or whether you've been doing it a while and you really want to put the pieces together, whether you want to grow it to that next level. I've been doing this now where I've up-leveled several times. So I'm able to meet you wherever you are in that and build that business. And I'm always weaving into that the mindset, because I teach that it's that winning combination of both the marketing to make it work and the mindset to make it happen. And I really have had to have both of those. And it's interesting. I'll have some clients come in, they jump in, they're ready to get started. They start running full speed ahead. Their website's up, their free gift is up, they're building their list, they're putting offers out there, they're going, and then they hit their walls and they bump up against their stuff. Other people think they are going to run forward and do all of that, and right away they take a deep dive into their inner work. And I was having this conversation with a client, a private client, this morning. You don't judge and you don't compare, because everyone's going to bump up against their stuff and everyone is going to deal with the mindset pieces and the inner growth pieces of that. That's why in the intro to this show, they quote me in saying, building your own business is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development program you could ever enroll in. And across the years, that has surprised my clients immensely. And it surprised me too. And yet a lot of us are on these spiritual journeys and we love personal growth. And so what better way to grow ourselves than to make that an integrated part of our life, to make it our business instead of having that separate? The payoff, I assure you, is out of this world. The payoff is so worth it. If this is something you've tried before and then you gave up or you just never really gotten started, I want you to know there's a way to start right now from wherever you are and build this as fast or as slow as you want. I don't tell clients, quit your job. I have clients that do that. I have other clients that I help them transition out of jobs they hate. Some clients, I help them find and attract other jobs so they can keep funding their dreams until they're ready to do this full time. It's about creating a vision of the life you want to be living. And then you create the business that supports and sustains that. And once you learn how to do that, you can do it over and over again because it changes over time. Have you found yourself in the middle of the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in? Either because you decided to build your own business or to move forward into a better, more expanded and satisfying life? Is something showing up for you right now that demands to be cleared, healed, or resolved? Do you desire additional clarity and help with the resistance that is getting in your way? If you can answer yes to any or all of those, I'm glad you found me. And I encourage you to go into Ohm Times Radio Network to the website, dig into the archives, pick up last week's show, and I've got a whole year's worth of shows that you can be listening to so that you can really get into this. And every show, I give you practical tools. I give you things to think about. I give you takeaways that you can go and apply. So when I talk about cash and contribution, this is a training webinar that I did for my community some time ago. And you can actually go to cashandcontribution.com and you can download or listen online to a webinar that I did. So go and grab that. Take it, put it on your phone. Listen to it in the car on cash and contribution. And why I talk about that, and I finally came to that. First, I had named my website after a period of time FromCallingToCash.com. So you can always get to it, MichelleBarr.com, but I also call it FromCallingToCash.com because I was always very clear on the calling. I didn't always know, but I always followed and I always felt the nudging and I grew into it as I went along in my life. But I struggled with the cash until I finally realized, okay, well, you're just going to keep burning yourself out and running through your resources. Then you can't do your work anymore until you build that back up. And I don't want to work jobs I don't love anymore. That's not what I'm called to do. In fact, the very last job I had in 2006, I knew it was time to start my own business. Every sign was leading to it. I got scared as I was calling to accept the job. That knowing part of me was saying, no, no, no. And the logical part of me was talking me into it. And so I took the job. And I have never been fired. I've never been laid off or let go. And I wasn't even there 8 weeks. And there was a freak thing with the board. The newspaper out of nowhere ran this article about me. And they thought it was a conflict of interest. And it got me out into the community. And it also got me out of my job. And that's when I knew Spirit was saying, listen, we're not going to mess around anymore. Just stop. So this was near the end of a year, right before the holidays. And I thought, who does that? Who lays people off right before the holidays? Then I found all the blessings in it after I went through all the why me, why this, what am I doing? I had just made a huge move, so I was already in so much transition. But once I decided to integrate and take all those parts of me, I stepped into this journey. So if you listen to my show, if you read my blogs at FromCallingToCash.com, if you follow me on Facebook and follow me in my story, you will know that when I first started out, it was messy and ugly. I ran a very expensive hobby. I created financial disaster for my family, and I share very openly because this is what a lot of helpers and healers do. I had already spent over a decade working in nonprofit for very little money. Now here I was in my own business in charge of things, and I'm pulling money out of my own pocket. So learned a lot, but after that, I hired my first business coach. I came to a crossroads and I decided I can shut this down. I can go home and sit there until I figure something out, or I can keep going. And I believe the universe will provide me with opportunity. And sure enough, when I decided I am doing this as a business, I'm going to keep moving forward. Opportunity showed up and it has been great from here on in. It has just continued and continued to move forward. So it's a process and it's a journey. And for us especially, it's a journey. And I want you to really get that. It happens in so many different ways. You will get to those results. You will get very goal-oriented and results-oriented too. And you will have the journey of a lifetime. My life has been so blessed. And now truly over and over again, when I have a vision of how I want to be living my life. When I started, I had children at home. Then I had one child at home. Then I had my child's senior year. Then I was an empty nester. Now I've made a big lifestyle move. I reinvent my business over and over and over again to support and sustain the life I want to be living. And it's beautiful. So if there was anything I could have done, I wish I would have started sooner and done some of these things that I now know to do and that I teach people to do. You can always start. I just had a conversation. I open my calendar for 10 complimentary consultations a month to connect with new potential clients and to help people, even if they're not ready for that, to get a next step, to make a decision, to get clear so they can get unstuck. That is part of my sweet spot and my gift. And I was talking about that even if you don't feel ready, there are things you can be doing right now that will prepare the way. You can start building that community and serving them so that when you're ready to offer and invite and sell and promote and market, they already know you, trust you, and love you, and you've been feeding them, so they're following your journey. Don't wait until you're perfect. People would rather follow your success journey while you're going through it. I have had people who have known me for years that were in my original community. My first business was a local healing and wellness center. Then when I had to close the doors on that, I found some collaborative partners and we opened a holistic spa. Then I closed the brick and mortar and created an online global business. And it was all a journey and a process. So you can create that community and then you're ready to serve them. You can build the platform now by building that foundation. It's never too early to start. Even if you're working a job, you have little kids at home. I have clients who have babies at home. I have clients who live in remote areas. There's really no excuse to get in your way. If you want to do it, you can start doing it and you have control all along the way. So I really want you to think about this and where you are with that, because we are going to dive into more of this and really get into how to build and grow your spirit-led business, how to create both cash and contribution, how to provide for your highest good while reaching the highest.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hello, welcome back. This is Michelle Barr with Sacred Business Success on OM Times Radio Network. I want to talk about when I was standing in that place. I really want to speak to you. When I was standing in that struggling, stuck place, I could have said, what a failure. Look it, you couldn't even make it work. I need to go home. I've created a mess. I'm stuck. I'd already made up some stories about I'm doing everything and the universe is not supporting me. Spirit is not supporting me. And what I had to learn was I wasn't supporting myself. I said to myself in that moment, if I have this calling, there is a way to achieve it. I mean, that's universal law. If there is a desire, a way has already been made. If Spirit puts a desire in your heart, if I have this dream, then somebody is doing this and they can show me how to do it. And I was in a community where people were telling me, nobody will pay for this. You can't do this. Who do you think you are? Why are you charging that? It doesn't work. Stop trying. And people want to be all those crabs in a bucket together. Oh, our gifts, we don't get paid enough. We're struggling. I mean, broke, sick healers are as much of a phenomenon as starving artists. They really are. And I was in it. But I just couldn't believe that. And I love to turn everything into an experiment. In 2003, I turned my life into an experiment for the law of attraction. So I love making experiments. So I thought, well, what do I have to lose at this point? You know, I'll go out and find out. If they're right, I'll come back. But I said to my community, I'm going to go out beyond these walls. I'm going to find people that are doing it. I'm going to learn how to do it. And then I'm going to come back. And I started this journey and I shared the journey and I found people who were doing it. I was called to this event. You know how when you're clicking around and you find something, at the time it had what I thought was a huge ticket price tag, and I knew I had to go. I was going to have to travel to San Diego, fly there. The event was at this beautiful resort. So you had to really think up leveling and living well and not be in poverty consciousness. And I went not knowing, scared the whole time I was there. Like, I know I have to do this. This is the answer that I've been asking for, because ask and it is always given. At the same time, it was inconvenient, it was uncomfortable, it was scary. And I was talking to my husband while I was there, you know, we're conserving our cash. Don't spend any unnecessary money, because at the end of this few days, I got to have enough money in there to pay this hotel bill. Then when I get home, I'll figure out. But what a turning point. I attended events for the next 18 months. I traveled. I hired coaches. I studied and I took a lot of different programs. I was suddenly at that event in a room full of hundreds of people who were doing this. And what I found was there were certain things at certain times in certain ways that all the people were doing. And they're doing it because it works. Those that we consider to be successful, there are patterns there. There are proven strategies. They're out there. That's why I say pick a coach and stay with that coach. Do not get lost down rabbit holes. Absorbing everybody's free stuff will only get you so far. It gets you in the door. You've probably already discovered that. There are proven strategies. Then everything else is their own flavor, their own secret sauce, their own superpowers. Because they have branded themselves and you are going to brand you. And that's part of what you're doing in those first 90 days. And this is what I'm talking about. The proven strategies are there. You don't go out and reinvent the wheel. The proven strategies, they're not just there on their own. The winning combination is the proven strategies. Nobody's changing them because they work. And once you get the foundational strategies, there are multitudes of advanced strategies depending on what you want to build first and the way you're going to pull it all together. The blueprints are all already out there and plenty of people doing it. At every level, whether you want to build big or small, whatever your money goals are. And it really, if I can get this point across to you, it's a very organic experience. What I am living and have created right now, I never would have even envisioned it because I didn't know it existed and I didn't know it was possible for me. I grew into it. I kept stepping in and saying yes and moving in the direction of what felt good to me and what I felt called to do and what I was getting feedback was working. The proven strategies. And then you bring in the difference. You bring your special piece in. You call your own community and tribe to you, plus your inspiration. It's proven strategies plus your inspiration plus you. You have a unique contribution to make, and you have a unique combination to bring to the marketplace. So you take all these proven strategies, and there are a lot of them out there. So say I have this sheet and I give it to you and I say, here are 10 proven strategies for the stage you are in. Go out, pick one and do it. Then pick another one and do it. Pick a few, whatever you are willing to do. Because when we get honest, it's always about what you are willing to do. And I really work with that. I had to come to that for myself and get really honest. For a long time, I kept telling stories, it's not working, I can't, why? And then I realized everything's out there to tell me how to do it. What am I willing to do? And when I've been willing to do more, more comes to me. I don't try to push you where you're going to fall off a ledge and not get back up, fall off the horse and not get back up. We start with what you are willing to do. And then we help you grow and evolve. And that's what I had to do. There were some things that I needed to do and I wasn't willing to do them. And now I'm very aware where my resistance is. And so I don't play a victim role anymore. I realize it's resistance and I'm not willing to do it, so I'm not getting the highest results I want. There are things I could have done sooner and they would have really paid off. I just wasn't willing for a lot of reasons. And then when I was ready, I did them. And I had my inspiration. So proven strategies plus you, plus your inspiration. When you put those together, that is your special formula. That's why, and I talked about that last week, and it bears repeating over and over, those first 90 days you're getting out there as a person who has things to offer, certain things to offer certain people, problems to solve, transformation to provide. You don't want to be selling single sessions. You don't want to be selling your minutes and your hours. You do not want to be selling modalities and processes. You don't want to be selling labels. Hi, I'm a healer. I sell healing. It's for everybody. Hi, I'm a coach. Do you want to buy coaching? You put these together. You create your special formula. You start branding you in those first 90 days. You pick a central message, and I show you how to get out there in the marketplace everywhere with it. That's what it does for you. And it's not just doing any action. My brand is Master the Art of Taking Inspired Action. I'm all about it. My book that was released in July, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Taking Action. By the way, if you go to theentrepreneursguidetotakingaction.com, you can buy the book. You can get a sample chapter. You can find it on Amazon. I'm all about taking action, but I want you to understand this is not just about getting into action. I used to be the queen of busyness, and it did not serve me at all. It kept me distracted and not having to deal with my stuff and feeling like I was doing so much. And then I got to be the martyr and the victim because I wasn't getting payoff and reward. And I was struggling and suffering while running around trying to rescue and save everyone. I share all this because I've been there. I learned the hard lessons. So it's not just running out there doing, but it's not just sitting on your yoga mat or sitting in your chair and being. We weave the two together, and there's a time for both. There were some years there where I did a lot of being. And then when I was first building my business, I did a lot of doing. but not enough being. And I continuously remind myself to do both. You get out there, you take inspired action, you're doing, and then you get into that receptive, receiving being place, and you let the universe connect the dots, and you let things come in. I can tell now when I'm pushing, and it's time to stop pushing and turn it over. At the same time, I have to do my part. I have to open all the channels. Often I get new clients where they said, I don't really know how I found you. I was clicking around, or I think I saw your name in an email or whatever it is. And you've probably had this experience maybe on both sides, you finding people and things and them finding you. And I love how that works. But if I didn't have a website, if I wasn't showing up in Google, if I wasn't on Facebook, if I wasn't out there, people could not find me. You can find me right now at sacredbusinesssuccess.com. We'll just take you right to my Facebook page, and I'm there every day teaching, training, inspiring, motivating, educating, and informing. So connect with me, get connected. You can ask me questions. We can have conversation, sacredbusinesssuccess.com. When I'm not having enough being and enough intuitive and creative time, and when I'm not having enough self-care, my business suffers. When I'm doing too much dreaming and I'm not in action enough, aligned, inspired action, my business suffered. I had to learn how to bring all this together, and I built it. And you hear this from people a lot, and it's happened to me. I took a day off and I went and got a massage and I went and had lunch and I went and saw a movie and I came back and I have a new client, or I came back and I made money. I went to bed early, and when I woke up, I'd made money while I slept. These things really happen. There is a true energetic component to it, and I'm all about energy and real third dimensional world that we operate from and that we live in. Think about this. Let it settle and take a moment and go over to sacredbusinesssuccess.com and connect with me, and I will be right back with more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, welcome back to Sacred Business Success on Om Times Radio Network. This is Michelle Barr, and we are talking about building and growing your spirit-led business, especially what you want to know going into it and what you want to know the first 90 days. So I was talking to you about, you don't even have to know right now what you're going to be in the future and what your business is going to look like. So we look at some people out there and we aspire to be like them and do what they do and have what they have. And I set some goals early on that when I realized what those people are doing to have that, I made some adjustments. And then I also reached some goals and then decided, okay, I'm ready to go bigger. So again, you work on this as you go. It becomes very organic. We have our intuition and our vision and our dreams showing up on big stages or serving a lot of people and impacting or having a book and all these things, saving people's lives, bringing health and wellness, bringing financial wellness, whatever your gift is. I have served people with such a variety of gifts, and this applies to all of you. I want you to get that when I started my business was 100% personal spiritual growth and development. I've always been a helper and a healer. I was teaching, I was speaking, I was writing, and I was doing healing work, very one-to-one work. I'm a former mental health therapist, and I came out of my license and left that behind, but I was still doing that kind of transformational work. I've been working in personal transformation for over 22 years, and I absolutely love it. What started happening is I started getting feedback from the community, from the people paying me and the people who wanted to pay me and the people who started showing up. Different people started showing up as I grew and I changed. Because all those people who said, this won't work, you can't do it, you can't get paid for this, and then they saw I did it. Then they started asking me, how did you do it? And I started coaching people to build their businesses. And it goes in line with my purpose and my mission. So I want you to understand that. Not everybody would have gone that route, but I am both a visionary and a strategist. I'm a very strategic thinker and I'm a systemic thinker, and it lends itself well. So I love doing it. And I kept finding myself seeing the gifts in people. And I was coaching people personally and wanting to move them into creating their own business because I could see what they were capable of. And I love doing it. So it was a natural area for me to move into. Now my business is 80 to 90% business coaching. And yet with all my clients, I also still bring the personal and spiritual growth and development work. 4 years ago, I didn't say, I want to be a business coach. I was showing up. I was being me in the world and living my life, using my gifts, showing up every day and sharing my journey. It all came together and I paid attention to the feedback. I built a well-oiled machine with the systems and processes I teach in my spiritual business school and in my group and private coaching programs. And I want you to really get this. From the beginning, once I took my business online, and even before when I was out there with my local business, building a community and all the things you learn how to do, build a tribe and serve them, build a list, build a foundation, I never had to take that down and rebuild it from scratch because I showed up authentically as me in every moment in the marketplace and I shared my journey. And so people followed that journey. They've shared it all. Some have shared it all the way from my little local healing and wellness center, Hope House, and through those rough times and all the way to where I am now. And I get a lot of feedback about that. And so I tell that story to people who haven't watched it, so that you understand where I've been and where I've come to and where I'm going and how that can benefit you. Because when you do it this way and you brand yourself from the beginning and you have a message out there, those people will stay around. And your business, my business looks nothing like it did. I'm not selling the same things at all. But people come around. I had some people join my 90-day group coaching program, Unlimited Profits for Intuitive Women. They joined it this January that have been around since Hope House, and they had not ever bought anything from me. So that's another piece. You keep showing up in the world. You keep being who you are. You keep doing what you're doing, and you're not chasing people. They come to you when they're ready and when you're ready to serve them. There are people who will come to me through my old website still, which has nothing to do with business. But they don't find a different person and they don't get confused because every one of those principles that they find, just like the people who've been following me for years, they stay with me. They stay in my community and tribe because I'm still the same. They're watching me grow and they're watching me evolve. Do you see this? Do you get this? It's an amazing way to live because I show up every day. I wake up and I'm me. I live my life and I share my journey and I look back two steps and I help people get from where they are to where I am. And I'm making a living at it, a full-time thriving living. It's my full-time business now. I have that flexibility and fluidity that I craved and my business is growing and evolving again right now. This year, it grew and evolved more than ever before. You know what? It wouldn't have grown and evolved to where it is today if I'd sat around studying, who should I serve and what should I do and what should I call myself? I have had so many business cards those first few years. You can get them made at an office supply store. You can order them from Vistaprint. Change them out. Even your website, you build a WordPress website, it costs me less than $100 to have somebody make my WordPress header. When I'm trying out something new, I pull it out, I have her make a new one, I pop it in, or I have her change some words, change some graphics, and I pop it in and I test it out. Too many people are waiting, and you won't get accurate feedback until you actually are serving people and being paid. I will tell you, I see this over and over again. People say, oh, I'm still putting this thing together. And, you know, my friends have said it's great. They've said it's clever. They like my tagline. They like the offer, my colleagues, my family, whoever it is. So then I say, well, turn around and ask them, great, do you want to buy it? It's not feedback. I mean, I do. I mastermind. I get feedback from colleagues. I get feedback from my coach and people who may not buy from me. But if that's the feedback you're depending on and you're waiting, stop waiting. When I said, I look back two steps and help people get from where they are to where I am, your ideal clients right now are just two steps behind you. They're you 2 years ago. You have been somewhere, gone through something, and gotten somewhere else. And all they need is someone, you, to get them from where they are to where you are. And you will grow or you will not be successful. As you're helping them and they grow, your clients will grow. I can always tell when my clients are ready to really grow because I'll go through huge growth myself so that I can continue to serve them. That showing up every day, getting to be you, serving, not waiting for a little while. I got stuck in some of that. Who should I serve? What am I doing? What should I call myself? I need to study more. Do I need another certificate? Then I just jumped in. I opened my healing and wellness center. I didn't even know what all I was going to be doing out of there yet. You get in touch with your content and your message and all of that. If I had sat around, I need one more program. I need one more certification. I need to study one more thing. Instead of getting out there and being it and doing it, because that's when you get the real feedback. You don't get the best feedback from people who are not investing money in you. You're better creating when you're being paid and you're serving real live people instead of some person you created on a worksheet, on a page. I've learned to follow the feedback, the true feedback, and my business keeps growing and it grows and evolves and changes and people show up and I go, oh, that's what people want right now. And it keeps going and it keeps going. I have people who are on my list and in my community for a long time. And then I make that just right offer. And suddenly they show up and buy for the first time. So they're just there. And I'm showing up and growing and working and doing my thing. And they show up. In fact, I love it because I've heard that's true and I know it to be true. And I sent out an email a few months ago and a woman wrote back and said, okay, you got me with this email. This is the one in a million email and I'm going to act right now. She has been around receiving emails from me for a long time. You're not stuck with anything you create. That's how this works, and that's the beauty of it. You get to grow and evolve, and it keeps going, and it keeps going. I often say building your own business, especially a spiritual business, is the most intensive personal and spiritual growth and development course you could ever enroll in. I've already said it several times just during this show. It's true, and it's an amazing journey. I call it the entrepreneurial hero's journey. When you have a business that's successful, because believe me, money was not my original motivator. Obviously, I ran my first business into the ground. But then when I had to close the doors on it, I couldn't do my work. I couldn't make an impact. And now, with the systems and the processes and the foundation and platform I've built and put into place, I actually give more away for free than ever before. Because I do it with the entire system that I built. Think about that. There's this mindset and there's this strategy and there is a foundation and a platform to build. And we will be right back in just a minute for more.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on the O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on the O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to OM Times Radio Network, Sacred Business Success with Michelle Barr. And I am Michelle Barr, your Sacred Business Success Coach. We have some more that we can talk about here in our time left together. I appreciate you showing up, whether it's live with me right now or you're listening to the recording later on. I love that you're taking this time to do this for yourself and explore this. And I want to continue to be a resource for you and welcome you to my community and my tribe. I've covered a lot of different things, and it's because I want you to realize when you come into this in those first 90 days, you can get overwhelmed and it can shut people down. I see it all the time, especially when I'm working with my private clients because I'm so up close and personal with them in their everyday process. And what can happen is there's so many moving parts, but there are concepts that if you don't get them, you don't understand why you're doing what you're doing and why you're doing it when you're doing it. So it's all these different pieces, but once you get it, you move forward. So the big one is branding you, stepping out with a message. You have a transformation to offer to some people in the world. And at first, they're people who are right now somewhere that you've been. You can have the best strategy in the world, and sometimes you can't fully implement it and make it work if you don't have the mindset. There's that being it and the being part of it, and then you have to have the well-oiled machine. So one of the biggest things that I tell you that's key to everything, to building the profitable business from the very beginning, is that marketing and that mindset, and that there are plenty of proven strategies and there are great coaches, teachers, mentors, trainers, programs, products out there. So pick something and implement it and stay with it and get the support and the mentorship and the coaching and the guidance. There are plenty of proven strategies. It's about you understanding how you're getting out there in the marketplace and positioning yourself from the very beginning, because my goal is in that first 90 days, even the first 30 days, to show my people how to be in business now. The minute you step out and you start doing it and start being it, people are going to start responding energetically and they're going to want to buy from you. And it's heartbreaking when I see people at events or networking and things like that. And they say, oh yeah, I'm creating a program like that right now. Let me have your information, or worse, come back, you know, later and check in with me. No, if somebody is resonating right now, you want to have something to sell. And I show you how you have something to sell right now, and it doesn't take a lot of creating and putting together. The very first thing I sold, the very first transformation I sold, turned my business into a full-time sustainable business, and I was able to do it immediately. And I sold it for 2.5 years, and it grew and grew. And this works, what I'm talking to you about. I have had clients who were bookkeepers. I have had clients who are psychic mediums. I've had clients who were healers, clients who are wedding ministers, clients who do all kinds of things. This past year, I've had 4 lawyers as clients. I pay attention and see what it is they're showing up for right now. I have an organic farmer and a quilter as clients. I have clients who have physical businesses. I have clients who want an online business. They all have something in common. They want to live an aligned, integrated life. And so you show up, you build a tribe, and you serve them. You have this thing inside of you to offer them. And you've probably heard this if you've been around any business building. It's about building a list. Everybody talks about building a list, so I'm confirming it. Your list is gold. I wish I'd understood that sooner when my business was very young. It is never too early to build a list, to build a community and start serving them. That's what I was telling that client of mine when she just has an idea and she's really busy, but it's a great time. You can start doing that and you'll get to see if people are resonating. You'll get to play with your message and you'll get to test it out and see if it's what you want to do. Now, I'm not advocating get out there and give yourself away for free. She happens to be taking a program that is going to give her these skills that she wants to turn into a business, and she has that planned. And she has planned transitioning out of other things she's doing so she can step into that. So I was just showing her, you can start now. Put up your Facebook business page. Do this. Do this. Building your list. It is never too early to build a list. If you do nothing else, put up a website, put a free gift on it, and build your list. Then consistently communicate with people. You build the tribe, you serve them, you establish yourself as a real person, as an expert, as a go-to, and a resource. Even if you're selling a product, you are really selling a lifestyle, a way of life, and a body of knowledge. And that you have used this body of knowledge and this way of life to achieve what you have that now other people want to get. You have changed in positive ways through this, and other people want that same transformation. You provide value, and then people will look at what you have to sell. Relationship is the new currency in business because now we have so much information at our fingertips. Anything I want to buy, I can find in under a minute and I can buy it from hundreds of thousands of different people. That's why now it's about personal branding and providing value. The other great thing is the way I've built this, I provide valuable content. People find me through my valuable content. They consume my valuable content. And that's how they end up in my world. And they ask to get on the phone with me to buy what I have. I don't have to go chase and call and network and all of that. And that's how I get my clients. And then I go out and I sponsor and I speak. I have proven strategies like I'm talking to you about to bring new people into my world. It's a great way for people like us who have a message. We want to speak. We want to teach. We want to coach. We want to heal. We want to help. We want books, all of those things. Take whatever you do. What if I knew 10 people that do exactly what you do? Oh my goodness, how am I going to pick which one? And how am I going to pick which one to tell my neighbor about? Because they're looking. Here's the difference. One, if you're my good friend and I trust you, there's that know, like, and trust. And I might recommend you and refer you. But beyond that, if I know your personal story and I relate to it, and it's either like mine or I want to help you because I love your story, I'm going to do business with you. Or if I know somebody that you would be the best person for the person who's asking me for a referral, you want to have that it factor that I would know in a minute who to refer to you and why, and I could tell them with enthusiasm, not just, she's a coach, she coaches, she sells coaching, she's a healer, she sells healing. That is the power. If I put two people side by side and they both do exactly the same thing, and one person has a story about, I had this illness, then I had to do this so I could get better. Once I started doing this, I got well. That's their story. And there are people who will relate to that. Another person says, I was a single mother. I had to make this work. I had kids at home. Somebody else is going to relate to that. Another one says, I was stuck in a corporate cubicle. It was killing me. You have powerful parts to your story. I'm going to leave you with that today, and I want you to really think about that, and I hope you'll join me next week because I've got a lot more to talk about on this topic and get you ready for those first 90 days of growing or first 90 days of expanding your spiritual business. Let me be a resource. Connect with me. I want to remind you, come over to sacredbusinesssuccess.com to my Facebook page. You can find me, my personal Facebook page, Michelle B. Barr. You can go back to Om Times Radio Network and get into the archives and get past shows. Come to my website, michellebarr.com, or from callingtocash.com. I have tons of free resources on there, all kinds of things and ways you can connect with me. I have a 7-day business building email course that you can go through and get a feel for how I can help you, how I work and what I'm about and my work. And it will give you one thing to take out and implement every day that you can get a result. And go to cashandcontribution.com and get that MP3 and listen to that free training call that I offer you. Those are all ways that you can connect with me right now. That 7-day email course comes with a free training video. So lots of ways to connect, lots of action steps. I hope I've inspired and motivated you. If you have questions, come over to Facebook and let's keep talking. And I've got a lot more sitting right here in front of me to share with you on next week's show. Thank you so much. This is Michelle Barr, and I can't wait to connect with you again.